AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn for this Sunday, December 11th. The Orion has landed.
Orion, back on Earth.
NASA's Rob Navy is describing the picture-perfect splashdown of the unmanned space capsule into the Pacific Ocean off Baja California.
The latest chapter of NASA's journey to the moon comes to a close.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says this shows the U.S. can go back to the moon and beyond with a manned flight planned in the next 2 years.
To continue to explore outward into the cosmos. And so that's why this is a defining day.
The United Arab Emirates today also launched a moon lander into space. A Libyan terrorism suspect accused of making the bomb that took down Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988 is now in U.S. custody. He'll be presented in court in Washington. Many of the 259 passengers who died were from the U.S. Stephanie Bernstein became a widow that day.
There is some satisfaction, I would say, in the fact that this man will be brought to face justice in the United States.
Much of the U.S. is getting socked with stormy weather. Parts of California are seeing either snow or flooding. In Monte Rio, California, falling trees are creating havoc. Fire Chief Steve Baxman.
We went to a house where a huge top came out of a tree, put another limb through the roof into the front room, and filled the whole front, took their porch off.
Coronavirus cases are on the rise in the U.S., the CDC says. Hospitalizations have increased 30% in the past 2 weeks. There are calls for more vaccination clinics at nursing homes and senior centers. Longtime NBA coach Paul Silas has died. He was 79. This is AP News. The jury hearing the Harvey Weinstein case heads back to court Monday.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. A jury in Los Angeles will continue deliberations this week in the rape and sexual misconduct trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Jurors have been deliberating for a week without a verdict. Weinstein is already serving a prison sentence for a conviction on similar charges in New York.
But my enemies call me Namor.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever is number one at the box office for a fifth straight week, pretty much because movie studios don't want to put out anything big. That's because the Avatar sequel comes out this week and is expected to dominate in theaters.
A conversation is taking place in the safest part of the city, 300 feet below ground. On an active subway platform.
David Letterman generally interviews entertainers for his series My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. He's doing a special one-off episode with Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky. It premieres Monday on Netflix. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.